NFL Roundup, Week 11. I'm Dave Ferry. It has become the best non-divisional rivalry in the league, and the Chiefs and Bills were at it again. Correspondent Gene Battaglia has details on their latest meeting.
Josh Allen did it with his arm, and he did it with his legs. A 26-yard touchdown run on a 4th-and-2 to seal the game. The Buffalo Bills giving the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the season, 30-21 the final. Tight end Dawson Knox knew his quarterback was going to make a big play.
I turn around and Josh is fighting off a defensive lineman. Then he's up to the next level and he's making three guys miss, scoring a touchdown. As soon as I saw him get past the line of scrimmage, I kind of knew he was scoring.
Allen also with a touchdown pass to Curtis Samuel in the win. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes in the loss. So now the race for the top seed in the AFC playoffs is on. The Chiefs are at 9-1. The Bills' record now at 9-2.
Now over to the best divisional rivalry in the NFL. And 6 field goals were enough to win this one. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Chris Boswell kicked 6 field goals and the defense stopped a 2-point conversion attempt with just over a minute to play as the Steelers held off the Ravens 18-16 to take over first place in the AFC North. The Steelers' defense held Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' top-rated offense to season lows in points and yards. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says he's happy to have Boswell.
He probably got player of the week again this week. He's deserving of it. But it reminds us of our warts. It reminds us of the work that we need to do. But, man, no doubt I'm thankful that he's on our team.
The NFC leading Lions went over 40 points for the 4th time in their last 7 games and over 50 for the 2nd time in 4 weeks. Correspondent Denny Kapp witnessed their latest beatdown.
Jared Goff throws for 412 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Lions maul the Jaguars 52-6. Detroit scored touchdowns in all 7 possessions while Goff was under center, while the Lions quarterback led the team to a franchise record 8th straight win in a single season and an NFC best 9-1 record. The franchise's best 10-game stretch to start a season since 1934.
That's kind of been something we've talked about in the offseason is history and how great we can be. And we know the group we have. We know what our capabilities are, and today was a good example of that.
Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson was fired after the game, the most lopsided loss in team history. The Packers-Bears game went down to the wire, but Green Bay continued its recent mastery of their neighbors. Correspondent Chuck Freeman has details.
The Packers continued to be the dominant team against the Bears, but it wasn't easy. In a 20-19 win, Bears kicker Cairo Santos had his game-winning 46-yard field goal blocked as the seconds ticked off, keeping the Packers perfect against the Bears since 2018. The Packers grabbed their only lead of the second half on a 1-yard touchdown plunge by quarterback Jordan Love. That came with just under 3 minutes left.
I'm just proud of the way, you know, we're down and going in that fourth quarter, and guys continue to fight and compete, and nobody flinched. So.
Packers wide receiver Christian Watson had 150 yards rushing, including a diving 60-yard grab, setting up the go-ahead TD.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Sam Darnold lost a fumble on the Vikings' 3rd offensive play, but he later threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for a score in Minnesota's 3rd straight win, 23-13 versus the Titans.
It was nice to be able to just kind of move the ball up and down the field, and kind of got stalled a little bit in the second half, but I feel like when we moved the ball and we were able to get into the red zone, you know, we weren't turning the ball over. We were able to turn those into points. And, that was huge for us today.
Darnold had thrown 5 interceptions over the previous 2 games, but his 246-yard performance on Sunday leaves the Vikings 8-2. The Chargers coughed up a 21-point lead in the second half before J.K. Dobbins' 2nd touchdown of the game lifted them past the Bengals, 34-27. Justin Herbert threw for 294 yards. Justin Herbert threw for 297 yards and 2 touchdowns and generated the 84-yard, 26-second winning drive.
We just went out there and, you know, we had another opportunity. So shout out to the defense for giving us that opportunity. And we knew that we had to go make a play. And it came down to that drive. And, you know, Ladd had a couple great big catches. And then, you know, J.K. with that huge run. So props to the guys sticking through it, staying patient, and getting the job done.
The Broncos knocked off a division leader as rookie Bo Nix threw for 4 touchdowns and a 35-6 pounding of the Falcons.
Those games are a lot of fun. They're, what you work for. They're why you play the game, for experiences like that. All the receivers, tight ends, they just made plays when their number was called. I think there's no telling how many guys caught a pass today.
Nix was 28 of 33 for 397 yards, joining Peyton Manning as the only rookie QBs with 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in 4 straight home games. There's now a 3-way tie for 2nd in the NFC West following the Seahawks' 2017 win over the 49ers. Geno Smith's 13-yard touchdown run with 12 seconds left gives Seattle a 5-5 record, one game behind the Rams and tied with San Francisco and Arizona.
I was out there smiling on that last drive. Like, when I walked on the field, I mean, I just had kind of felt like angels in the outfield, like somebody just rubbing my shoulders the whole time, and I just felt like there was no pressure. And I think the perspective that I have, that I've gained over my career, has allowed me to play that way.
Matthew Stafford moved into 10th on the all-time list for touchdown passes, throwing four more in the Rams' 28-22 decision over the Patriots.
Just trying to play good football. You know, you look at it today, it's all things, right? Coop made a great play. You know, on that play, Puka made a great, you know, diving catch on another one. Colby did a great job of keeping his feet down in the back of the end zone on another. I mean, takes everybody. It was just a good offensive day.
Cooper Kupp had two scoring grabs, and Puka Nacua caught seven passes for 123 yards and a TD. Anthony Richardson ran for a four-yard touchdown with 46 seconds left, sending the Colts past the Jets 28-27. Richardson was 20 of 30 for 272 yards and a score in a matchup against Aaron Rodgers.
It's pretty cool, especially to do it against the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. You know, I've been watching him since I was a kid, so it's a blessing to be able to go against a legend.
Taysom Hill ran for 138 yards and three touchdowns as the Saints thumped the Browns 35-14.
Obviously, someone showed me some stat sheets. You know, it's kind of one of those things that you don't expect to have a career high on a number of things in one game. But I certainly felt like there was opportunities to have touches like this.
Hill had scoring runs of 75, 33, and 10 yards, tossed an 18-yard pass, and returned a kickoff 42 yards as New Orleans improved to 2-0 under interim head coach Darren Rizzi. The Dolphins were 34-19 winners over the Raiders as Tua Tagovailoa completed 28 of 36 passes for 288 yards and three touchdowns.
I think it's a week-to-week thing. We just got to build off of what, you know, we can learn from this week. We move forward.
Jonnu Smith had six receptions for 101 yards and two scores. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with two times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.